Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and this is part 5 of the series of how to become a web designer. Now, this part is all about content management systems. Now, it doesn't cover everything, but it does give you a start. It gives you an idea of what it is. Now, a content management system is obviously known as a CMS, but it enables your clients or the projects that you're working on to take control of their own content. Now, as a web designer, you probably would really want to keep web designing, really enjoying it. Okay, so content management is probably not what you're really concentrating on. So if you are a freelance designer and you've just made a website for your local, say, bakery or clothes shop or anything like that, is give them the ability to manage their own content. Now, this comes with its dangers. The dangers are is that obviously they're not web designers, they're not content strategists, but what they do know is their business far better than you. And that will allow them to put more relevant content in there, and they're obviously going to know their target audience. Essentially, it's very, very important for a business owner to take control of their own website, and using a content management system that enables them to do so. So, as a web designer, then you need to know how to make the HTML and CSS from your Photoshop design that you've been practicing diligently in part 4, and then change that into a CMS. Now, I'm not going to explain how to do that in this part, because it actually is a little bit complicated with regards to you need to know a little bit of programming languages such as ASP, PHP, etc. So we're going to look at that in later series. So my advice for this series is take yourself to WordPress.com. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of WordPress, but essentially it started life as a very, very good way and a very simple way to make blogs. It was a blogging engine, and it split off into two parts, which was .com, which was like hosted blogs, so you register and your website would be on WordPress.com. Example would be carlsadventures.wordpress.com. So everything would be managed by them. Then there was the other part, which was .org, and WordPress.org allowed you to download their content management system and install it on your own hosting and own server. And that allowed us then to essentially have our own content management system. But like I said, it did start off as a blog, but now with Word version 3, it's much, much more powerful. And it's quickly become one of the most popular content management systems on the web today. Honestly, most of the sites that you're looking at, if you're looking at web design and tutorials and things like that, are definitely done on WordPress. It's just perfectly made for that. Now, the reason I'm suggesting go for WordPress first is because it's very good for web standards. There's so many plugins that allows you to do so many things. For example, I actually managed to make a website all about posting jobs in under 6 hours, and that was because of WordPress. Now, a content management system has two main facets, is the look and the design, and then the content management and functionality. So, with that, you can download templates. Now, this may seem like cheating at the start, but you'll gradually realize that now you've got your Photoshop skills honed in, your HTML and CSS honed in, you'll be able to actually make your own templates and using the content management system and essentially bring dynamic life to any website that you make, which is great for your clients who are wanting to manage their own client and not need to keep calling you. So please go to www.wordpress.com and just have a play with it. Have a play with things like posts, the difference between a post and a page, tags, but please don't get too bogged down into all the templates. There's millions out there. I mean, it is exciting and it's stuff like that, but please keep concentrating on how you would translate the content management system into a real website. Thinking, great, if I was doing a website for the bakery, then, well, all their products, they could just be posts. Great, that's a great idea. And then we can have different categories. We can have pastries, we can have cakes, etc. So just think about how you would translate that and just play with it. Have a play with WordPress.com. It's a great system, lots of fun, and very, very easy to use. And in the later series of this, we're going to be talking about all the other content management systems like Joomla, etc., that we can be playing with. But for now, have a look at WordPress.com. And if you need any more information on any of our series or information on our courses, please go to www.webcoursesbangkok.com. This is Carl signing off. See ya.